Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Cecchi today on this last weekend of the month of October. Happy Halloween, everyone. Big show this week. My first guest is the former Speaker of the House and the 2012 candidate for president. Newt Gingrich will be joining us. My buddy Howie Mandel will be here. There's a new book out about the great B.B. King, and Danielle DeVise will be joining us to talk about that. Winnie Sun will be giving us great information about electric houses. Then, of course, our dear friend of many years, Dina Martin, will be joining us. Ben Gulli from MeTV about a great Halloween special of programs on MeTV. And Egypt Sherrod from HGTV. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Cecchi today. We're going to pause only momentarily, and then we'll be back with my first guest this first hour, Newt Gingrich.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world and on Armed Forces Radio. You're listening to Ron Cecchi today. And it's always our delight to have our next guest with us. He is quite an American patriot, to say the least. Former Speaker of the House of Representatives, 2012 presidential candidate, chairman of Gingrich 360, a Fox News contributor, and the author of 41 books, one of which is in my hand right now called Beyond Biden, Rebuilding the America We Love. Our guest is Newt Gingrich. Mr. Speaker, welcome to the show again. It's always good when you're here, my friend.
Well, it's great to be with you, and for me at least, this is a pretty good day because as a Georgian, Braves won last night, so we're off to a good start in the World Series.
There you go. Well, then there's something to celebrate. Well, that's great. Well, let's get to the book, okay, because this is a fascinating book, and it's very obvious in the title that we're looking beyond 2024 to the next election. Typically, a presidential administration is a lame duck administration in its second term. Is this a lame duck president right now in lieu of his ratings, in lieu of what he has done?
Look, I think that he's not going to get a second term. When you look at the price of gasoline, the price of food, this winter it may cost 50% more to heat your home. You look at the failure on the border, the failure in Afghanistan, failure to stop violent crime. I think this is a one-term presidency. We'll go down in history as one of the three or four worst presidents in American history. So I didn't want to write an anti-Biden book because I thought Biden himself be sufficiently anti, people would get it. I wanted to write a book that said, okay, if we replace him in 24 and a Republican wins, and what should we do? How do we move in a positive way to create a prosperous, safe, free America? and to undo the damage which big government socialists will have done by then. And I think that's really the key question, and that's what Beyond Biden tries to answer, is can we relaunch as Reagan did? You know, it took Reagan about 3 months to turn around the disaster that Carter left behind. I think it's possible you'll see a similar dramatic shift once Biden is gone and once Pelosi and Schumer are gone.
That brings me to the thought that how long would it take? Whoever comes in there has to secure the borders again. They have to return those left behind in Afghanistan. They have to negate this inflation. They have to regain the respect on the world stage of our enemies and our allies. We have to be free of oil dependency. There's a lot of things to correct, and of course he very cavalierly turned around and reversed everything that the former administration did. I don't know if it was for spite for Trump and how much it was a result of a massive research on the issues, but it just seemed to be, you know, like it's my basketball now, we're going to play by my rules regardless of whether they're good rules or bad rules. I mean, how long could that take?
Well, I mean, I think you have to recognize that the left hated Trump, and that anything Trump had done, the left hated without even looking at it, but just saying, well, Trump did it. When Giuliani took over, New York was a disaster in terms of crime, and people felt really uncomfortable coming downtown. It took them about 2 months to visibly change the tone of the city. And then it took them about 2 years to begin to dramatically bring down the murder rate, because they knew what they were doing. They set out methodically. Bill Bratton, as the commissioner, had developed a model that he knew would work. They applied it. It did work. When Reagan came in, I would say that this is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I was on the Capitol sitting there when Reagan was sworn in. Literally, when Carter gave his little farewell speech, it was a cloudy day, overcast, and as Reagan got up to speak, the sun came out, the clouds parted. It was like a Hollywood movie. I wouldn't exaggerate that, but it's true that in Reagan's case, the hostages who had for 440 days been kept by the Iranians, they were literally released. And I remember sitting up there during the inaugural, and all of a sudden people began whispering. And when it got, and somebody turned to me and said, the American hostages have now left Iranian airspace. So they literally released them, timed with Reagan becoming president. How fast things started to turn around.
Very vivid memory of that. You talk about the fact that you're convinced that the 2020 election was a detour, not a turning point for our country. And I agree with that. But is that not, Mr. Speaker, a dangerous experiment? I know if you've seen what was considered to be, maybe to some, not the best situation, even though it was not as bad. I mean, because I don't understand the left's end game on this. If this is an experiment, the big money that's going to finance this experiment, if something happens to our Constitution, they're the ones that the socialists in a country are going to get rid of if they destroy our country.
You always have naive people. You know, Lenin described them basically as useful fools. And Lenin said that capitalists will sell you the rope to hang them with. So I think you've always had that kind of behavior. You have it going on with China. You've got, you know, the head of Nike says, you know, we're really now a Chinese company. Well, does he have any idea how totalitarian and how secret police dominated China is? No, of course he doesn't. He's just a fool. History's filled with people like that. You know, Churchill was the only person among the British politicians who had actually read Hitler's Mein Kampf.
Right.
And who understood by the mid-30s how dangerous Hitler was. Nobody else had even read the book. They had no idea what Hitler was up to. This is not an uncommon pattern. And it's compounded in the case of the big government socialists and Biden by the fact that you have, I think, it's a semi-religious movement. They believe in the narrative, not the facts. So if you say to them, you know, you can't sustain over 1 million people a year crossing the Rio Grande, they shrug it off because it doesn't fit their narrative. If you say to them, we discovered now that there aren't less than 100 Americans in Afghanistan. The count this morning was 469. Just shrug it off. If you suggest to them that the price of gasoline is not sustainable for everyday working Americans, they shrug it off. And I think we underestimate how much these people are all living in a bubble in which they get together basically and chant nonsense, but they believe the chant because it's otherwise the world would be too scary.
It's amazing to me how they stop talking about Afghan. They stop talking about General Milley. They, you know, they're sending an entourage overseas to talk about climate control, which, you know, is a problem, but it's certainly not a problem that's going to face us at this holiday season, okay? And then what really worries me, and I know you talk about it too, is what is the guarantee that elections are not the same as they were in 2020? I mean, already they're talking about situations that might be not legal. And it goes back many, many years, but now it's so sophisticated. What's the future of that?
Well, I've been talking with the Youngkin campaign, and they have a huge number of lawyers already lined up. They understand the problem. They're actively working it. They've actually pushed back pretty hard on some things. So they have a better than even chance of getting an honest election. And that's certainly one of the things you have to be concerned about. I think that the deeper long-term problem is these folks, they can't learn from negative results. You know, Reagan used to say, it wasn't what liberals didn't know that scared him. It was what they knew that wasn't true. Well, it's gotten worse now because they can't take negative feedback. So they just keep reasserting that the world is okay. So if you release murderers and rapists, it turns out you're going to have murderers and rapists on the street who prey upon innocent people. The left just sort of shrugs it off.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. And over the years, there have been several presidents that have, you know, have had scandal-ridden administrations. Andrew Johnson, Warren Harding, Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter. It wasn't a scandal, but it was a poor job. And it looks like, if anything, our current president wins the award. I mean, it's frightening stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think that's true, both because the level of corruption is unimaginable, doesn't get reported by the news media, the degree to which they're ideologically out of touch with reality is amazing, and they're just not very competent. I mean, if you look at how they came out of Afghanistan, that was pure incompetence. No reasonably competent military person could have designed something that stupid.
It is amazing to me how he gets away with this, and especially no questions. And he keeps on talking about, well, they're going to get mad at me if I take questions. I mean, it's a frightening situation. I know, Mr. Speaker, you are on a horrendous schedule today, but anytime you want to come back, and the book Beyond Biden, Rebuilding the America We Love, is out right now. It's the latest book by our guest, the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and our friend. And I urge everyone to go out and get it because it's important reading. And, Mr. Speaker, would you come back again? I think the last time we talked...
I'd love to.
Yeah, I think you were in Italy with your wife the last time we chatted, so...
Yeah, we were. It was a great trip, and I appreciated you taking me long distance.
Well, I tell you something, I take you any way I can. It's always good when you're here. And thank you for doing this, and we look forward to your return, Mr. Speaker.
Take care.
Thank you. Our guest has been the former Speaker of the House, 2012 presidential candidate, chairman of Gingrich 360. You could talk to this man for days on end, and that is Newt Gingrich. Again, his new book is out right now. Get it. Beyond Biden, Rebuilding the America We Love, from a Real Patriot. And want to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there on the homepage, you can hit an icon that says Listen Now, and you hear our latest show on demand 24/7. There's another icon there that says Archives. If you hit that, you can hear one of the shows that we have aired previously. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And joining us right now from America's Got Talent is a guest that we probably have had on the air more than anyone. It's always nice to have him here. He's really a nice guy. Pretty funny guy, too, to be honest with you. And joining us is Howie Mandel. Hey, Howie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ron.
This has got to be the toughest job in the world because, and I've emceed a lot of talent shows, but I never want to be a judge. How do you do this? I mean, don't you like feel sorry for children and old people and people that just have no talent?
Yes. Yes. And it's really hard as a performer to kind of be critical, but I think it's my job to be honest. But that being said, I love nothing more than sitting there and being witness to great talent and sometimes even insanity where you can't find the talent. And as tough as it is, it's worth the toughness.
You see, what scares me, and I always tell this to people, they say, you want to be a judge for some beauty contest? And they say, no, I'm afraid to do it. Because there was a guy, Howie, that once told Elvis Presley, go back to driving a truck. And that guy, of course, it was kicking himself for the past 40 years, 50 years. But you never really know what's going to hit. Some bizarre things hit. And that's what I would be afraid of, telling somebody, hey, you know what, go back to working at Bed Bath & Beyond and forget the singing career, and then all of a sudden they become the next Pavarotti.
Well, I wouldn't tell anybody to, like, forget about it. I would just, you know, I would tell somebody that, you know, I don't think at this particular time that I have the, or you have the wherewithal for me to put you through to Las Vegas or Hollywood to the live shows. But don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, there may be, you know, talent is subjective. But what's not subjective and what we have a lot of on this show this year is a lot of insanity and bloodletting and danger and thrills and spills. And that being said, besides all the variety acts, I think the singers this year are far and above any other year, and the dancers and the musicians, all the talent is far and above any other year that they've done in the show. And I think if you compare the talent that we're seeing just in the beginning of this show to any other show that exists, I think that we could beat them, or they could win those shows, hands down. Like our singers, our dancers, and then we open it up to even more kids and older people and variety acts.
The thing about kids, and I love to watch little children, because to me, if they're up there singing or juggling or whatever they do, it gives you a feeling of, wow, this new generation is really going to have a ton of talent behind it. But you always worry about if they're going to change that look. Or you ever see a child star back from the 50s or the 60s and see them today and they look like Gabby Hayes? You know, they lose the look, they lose everything.
Well, doesn't every child lose the look? Every kid in the world. I don't think I'm as adorable as I was when I was four.
I think you are. But that's just a personal matter.
You're flirting with me.
I shouldn't be doing that. But you look at the timeline that they have to really capitalize on their, you find this with old people too, capitalize on their success. And a lot of agents will say, well, you know, the kid's not going to look like that or the person's going to die.
And you find this with little people too? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just think it's a tough job. You had such a good deal going, Deal or No Deal.
Are you trying to talk me out of America's Got Talent?
No, somebody's got to...
And why are you making the little people feel bad?
I don't know. I just have a thing.
What are you saying? They lose their cuteness? What are you saying, Ron?
There's no cute big people. They're just little people that are cute. And older people. I don't know.
I don't know what the point is, but I have to... I couldn't agree with you more.
And you
don't know what you're saying, but on that note, America's Got Talent this season is... And you know what? Tune in just to watch the little people and the children while they're still cute and before they get old and ugly and Gabby Hayes-like.
No, I give you a lot of credit. I think you bring a lot to the show.
I'm phenomenal. That's what I've been told.
Yes. I've heard that from a lot of different people. In fact, right. You just said it, so that makes it phenomenal.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that wherever you go, people will come to you and say, okay, I have a neighbor who has a nephew, has a brother, who has a sister, who's a godfather to a little boy that can really... He sounds just like Elvis Presley, okay?
Right.
You get that now.
Right. I like that. I'm fascinated by talent.
Are you really?
Yes, I love it. I love watching people, and people have come up to me even for no reason at all. I had nothing to do with this show, and auditioned and sang a song and done a poem, done handstands because they think that, you know, anybody in show business is their entree, and I love that. 24/7, I watch TV. I watch good entertainment as much as I watch bad entertainment, but entertainment is just subjective. So I believe that little people do keep their looks their entire life. You, on the other hand, are turned off by, you know, older dwarves. And that's your thing, Ron. I embrace them. Not physically. I don't embrace anyone.
Well, no, of course not.
Germ phobia.
I thought of you the other day. I have to tell you a quick story. I was in Fort Lauderdale for one of the big events of all time, the anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are. Now, I know you're excited about that.
Okay. How do you get invited to all the A-list events?
I don't know. I'm just a lucky guy, you know.
I know.
They call me first, probably because everybody else turned them down, but they call me.
Anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are.
Yes. And, boy, you talk about old people at that.
Yeah.
So there was a guy there that, and I thought of you. The guy was just, he was like a snake that the skin was just coming off of him because he was in the sun so long. And he brushed up against my shirt and left the skin on my shirt. Now, how are you the first guy at that point? Because I almost threw up. I really did.
Good.
Yeah. See, I have a very big empathy for how you feel about germs. I'm the same way.
When strangers brush up against you and their skin is peeled off and left on your shirt, I don't think you need a phobia to throw up a little bit from that.
No, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Well,
that'll happen at a Connie Francis.
Don't forget the name.
People will shed at those. That's why I don't go to those anymore.
I know. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I told them you couldn't make it, because they asked me and I said, there's people shedding here.
Right. And that's why it's important to not go to those events and stay home and watch America's Got Talent on NBC.
You know, you did that just like Bob Hope used to do those promos on The Carson Show. He would be talking about a trip to Africa and then he'd say, but I'm going to tell you, folks, it's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. All the servicemen will be there. That was a great segment. Anyway, that's
fair. Well, I'd rather talk about the show and leave that image in people's minds rather than shedding elderly people at a Connie Francis benefit.
Boy, Connie's never going to talk to me after this. I want you to know that. But you never talked to me before this, so nothing gained, nothing lost.
Yes. Well, we've garnered a lot of information from this promotional tour.
Yes, we have.
You don't think little people are cute?
I don't think.
And children become ugly after the years.
I tell you, I got a very negative attitude on this. No, America's Got Talent. I have to tell you something. I really mean this. First of all, and I say this sincerely, all joking aside, that you are a perfect choice for this. It's the reason I read it the way you faxed it to me. And time is a tough time to bring in an audience.
Tough. So that we're viewing, we'll have no viewers. Let's recap, ladies and gentlemen. The children don't stay cute. The dwarves become ugly. Connie Francis has elderly, skin-shedding
fans.
People at her festivities. Really tough for me. So for nothing, no other reason but just to give. Watch America's Got Talent on NBC. Pick up your TV guide, then you can figure out when it's on if you want to see it again.
America's Got Talent with our pal Howie Mandel. Howie, it's always great when you're here. You're one great talent.
My pleasure, Ron.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Ron.
And we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alec Baldwin addressing the shooting on the set of his movie Rust for the very first time, saying on Saturday afternoon,
"You know, there are incidental accidents on film sets from time to time, but nothing like this. This is a one in a trillion."
Baldwin speaking to paparazzi in Vermont there. Baldwin saying he cannot make any comments on the actual shooting, which killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza, but explained that's only because of the ongoing investigation. World leaders of the 20 largest economies endorsing a global minimum tax aimed at stopping big business from hiding profits in offshore entities. President Biden at that G20 summit. Next up, before he heads back to the United States, he'll attend a global climate summit, and this is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Grill is gone.
I never get tired of listening to that song and that talented man. We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today, and what you're really listening to in the background is a gentleman who really changed the face of blues across the country and around the world. That, of course, is the great B.B. King. And our next guest is a critically acclaimed author that has penned a book that I have in front of me called The King of Blues, The Rise and the Reign of B.B. King. Daniel Devise joins us. Hi, Daniel. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's an honor. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you have come along, because up to this point, nobody has written a full-length, authoritative biography until right now, and thank you for doing this. This is a sensational book. You did a great job. I know a lot of work went into this. You interviewed just about everybody in the inner circle of B.B. King.
Yeah, it was like 4 years of work. I started on in 2017, and I had kind of an extra year in 2020 because of the pandemic. Everything kind of delayed, so I was able to kind of polish it all the way up to the end of that year.
Why has anybody done this before?
Well, you know, you're too kind. Look, there had been an official authorized biography of B.B. King by Charlie Sawyer in 1980, which is a terrific book, but it's 40 years old now. And B.B. King did his memoir, which published in 96, which is a lovely book. But I would fault B.B. only for being way too modest. He doesn't give himself full credit, as I do in my book. And also, I was able to tell the whole story because I sort of started a year or two after he had died, and I had the whole entirety of his career laid out before me, and what an amazing career it was.
Did you ever meet him?
No, no. You know, I saw him at maybe his biggest show in the States, which was the Blues Fest in Chicago, which is where I'm from, and I think in 87, closest I ever got to him. I'm a journalist. You know, I worked at the Miami Herald, the Washington Post, and I wrote thousands of articles, and I wasn't afraid of writing about someone I who wasn't my friend, who I hadn't even met. It was all about talking my way into interviewing everyone who did know him very well, and I ended up interviewing pretty much his entire inner circle, everyone still alive who had been part of his management team or who'd played with him, who'd toured with him, his friends, anyone who was still around, I pretty much was able to speak to.
Well, he's captivating. I worked with him one time, I emceed a show that he was performing in, and after I walked off the stage, I kind of stood on the wings and watched him from the perspective of how he was looking at the audience and watching him from a side view. And what an artist. I mean, when people were coming up to me, you know, backstage, top one of the talk, I said, don't bother me. I said, this man is mesmerizing. And you go into a lot of things that have never been really talked about, including the private personal life of B.B. Before I go any further, I got to tell you that the pictorial in this book, ladies and gentlemen, is worth the price of the book alone, let alone the story. It's a great pictorial. Let's talk about some of the things that are in the book. It's always amazed me that The Thrill Is Gone is probably the song he's most known for, and to a lot of pop music fans, it was probably the first time they ever heard him. You know, here's a man that had so much material, but very few did the crossover charts into pop scene, and yet his following was unbelievable. And I don't know, geez, I've been in this business since 1910. I never knew up until, you know, the mid-60s, he just sang, didn't play the guitar that much at all.
Well, he was known for the first 10-15 years of his career primarily as the great blues singer. He was a singer in the style of the great Roy Brown, and you know, I think anybody who went to his shows back then knew that he played a mean guitar, but it's just all of a question of different people heard different things, and for those first bunch of years he was celebrated as the great, great blues singer. And then what happens is at the end of the 50s, a new generation of younger kind of acolytes comes forward. We're talking about Buddy Guy and Albert King and Albert Collins and them, and they were interested in his guitar work, and they started celebrating it and kind of spreading it, and then it ends up going over to Britain, and then you get your Clapton and your Page and your Gilmore and all those guys, and then they come back to the United States and make it the universal kind of guitar sound in American pop music, and it all goes back to B.B. King.
The guitar talked, literally talked. I mean, if anybody ever saw him in television or in concert, it was unbelievable. I mean, you just couldn't imagine what he was doing, and his facial expressions was part of that charisma. There seems to be some rumors going around that he had fathered many children. That was not the case. He was married twice, and actually, during the two marriages, had no children, which is exactly the change of the narrative about personal life. But after his second marriage in 1966, he never remarried,
and never spoke of any relations with any women, although women all over the world threw themselves at him.
Well, he was like, you know, like an Elvis or a Sinatra sort of character. I actually heard from a woman who did date him only after the book came out, but I didn't even know anyone's identity. What I knew for sure, though, is Sue, his second wife, I'm certain of this, that she was the love of his life, and The Thrill Is Gone was written for her, which is all you need to know.
Wow, wow, wow. I knew there was a backstory to that. Was he a good businessman?
He had great business women and men around him. People like Sid Seidenberg, who collaborated with him and managed his career up until about 2000. People like Polly Walker, who managed his Memphis business affairs for many, many, many years. B.B. was a musical genius. I don't think he saw himself as any kind of business guy. I mean, he certainly did a great job in building his career, and he needs full credit. I mean, he was the one with all the talent and with all of the genius, but he had wonderful collaborators who knew the business side of things, including Sue, that aforementioned second wife. She had a really good head for business and tried to dabble in managing his affairs, but he wasn't really comfortable with that because she was his wife, you know, and all that.
There's a great picture in the book taken in 1955 in front of what looks like to be an old Greyhound, but it had his name on the side of it, and his band. That's a big entourage to take around the country in a period of time when actually, you know, he grew up during the Jim Crow Mississippi problems. You know, his father was a sharecropper. He lost his mother at age 10. He was pretty much on his own at a very young age. But to put together a band like that and tour in that bus, that's why I asked you about the businessman situation, takes a little expertise in the business world.
He was never a simple sort of straightforward blues artist. He had an enormous entourage at different times in his career, especially in the mid-50s. The other artists who were his influences were mostly people with large ensembles with horns and charts and tuxedos, not like what you would picture as a modern urban blues band, guitar, bass, drums, keyboard. Yes, there were times when he toured just with that ensemble, but Big Red, which is the bus to which you allude, that was a big group. There was a dozen instrumentalists and a couple of singers, and they played all sorts of stuff. In fact, a lot of his songs, anybody who listened to his stuff from the 50s knows, a lot of it went a long way from the sort of three-chord, 12-bar blues. He was into rhythm and blues and a much broader palette of music.
He received a Ph.D. for the Doctor of Blues at Yale University. That's a long road from being a very poor person from a very poor family back in the 30s, late 20s. He really brought himself up, really made himself a very, very dominant figure in the music business. And, of course, Lucille. Why did he name that guitar Lucille?
There was a fight at a roadhouse, and two guys got into it, and the fire broke out, and he named the guitar after the lady who'd sparked it, meaning these guys were fighting over her. And Lucille was never named in print until the late 60s. But I talked to his bandmates from the 50s who confirmed that, yeah, it was. He called his guitar Lucille. This is central to what he did. He created this kind of human voice style of lead guitar, which became everyone's sound. And this is all part of it, was he called his guitar Lucille, and he would sing, and then Lucille would sing.
And, of course, he affected the lives of many people, including people like Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Carlos Santana, and a close friend of mine who you would not think would fall into that blues category, but does, and that, of course, is the great James Burton, who played with Elvis and Ricky Nelson and Roy Orbison. He was an unbelievable talent, and I still remember those days on the side of the stage watching him. The name of the book is The King of the Blues, The Rise and the Reign of B.B. King, penned by our guest, who, by the way, shared a 2001 Pulitzer Prize for his journalism, Daniel Devise. This needs to be a movie, Daniel.
Oh, I hope so. I wrote it in scenes. I think that way. I think of movie scenes when I'm writing my book, so I hope that the readers will get into that, because I wrote it in a series of, like, movie scenes.
Yeah, this follows in the same track of the Ray Charles movie. And get the book, ladies and gentlemen. It's great. The King of the Blues. Daniel, I want to thank you for joining us. Anytime you want to come back and talk about Mr. Beebe, I'd love to have you back, and thank you for doing this. It's long overdue.
It is my honor, sir.
Our guest, again, has been the author of this great book, King of the Blues, The Rise and the Reign of the Great B.B. King, author Daniel Devise. Did a great job. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the world, it's Ron Segi today. With us, we have a very interesting person who not only is going to give us some great tips about this time of the year, because this is when, you know, you start thinking about insurance and so on and so forth, but she's also the host of a radio show called The Renegade Millionaire, and she has been seen on CNBC, The Closing Bell, Forbes, CBS News, and the list goes on and on and on. She's the Renegade Millionaire herself. The Working Mother's Choices on Healthcare is the topic, and joining us right now is Winnie Sun. Hi, Winnie. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I love that name.
Thank you.
I think I should clarify to our listeners that it's spelled S-U-N, not S-O-N, so you're like the rising sun or the setting sun.
Well, we try to be.
You try to be. I was reading over what we're going to talk about today, and I found it to be pretty fascinating because I didn't know these statistics. Women make approximately 80% of the health care decisions in their family, and they go on to lead the role in choosing the health plans. And some statistics about deductibles. Let's first of all talk about the woman's role in this. How did she get this job?
because we're super women. Because we're moms.
Okay. Right? Super sun women.
Yeah, we're juggling family and work, and so that makes us infinitely unique to be able to handle these important financial decisions.
Okay, well, all right, I'll buy into that. Plus, the guys don't even want to be bothered with this. They'd rather watch the game or go out and play golf or something. But there was a survey done of 1,000 full-time working moms in the United States, and it shows that 49% of the respondents didn't have the money to cover their insurance deductible. This is the part that really struck me, okay? And that is the fact that when you think about insurance, you think about, you know, your premium. When you think about your car payment, you think about your car payment and so on and so forth. I really do not know of ever having a conversation with somebody that said, I got to save for my deductible. I just don't think it's in the front and center of their mind.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I've been a financial advisor for now 17 plus years. I've never had a client tell me a key concern of mine is to plan for my health care deductible.
I never heard that before. That is a big missing link, because you never know. That could be, especially with the health care program we have today and the rumors of it going up, could be astronomical as far as a figure is concerned.
Absolutely.
How do you save for that?
You know, you have to plan for this. So we realize that as, you know, providers for families, we're very in tune with taking care of our kids and our spouses and making sure we're all situated. So, you know, either we have the means to be able to provide for this, or we got to think of a plan B. And the good news is employers today are so much more in tune about helping their employees with these financial decisions and obligations. And so a lot of employers today are offering these voluntary insurance plans, like the ones offered up that cover things like, you know, cancer, accident, critical illness. So it pays to do a little bit of research and figure out which of these might be beneficial to you and your family. Another thing that now employers are offering are health savings accounts, HSAs. Those are very powerful too. So if you have one, you want to research that. And lastly, a lot of employers now are bringing in benefit advisors like myself. I've gotten a record number of employers having me go into their workplace to help their employees make these important decisions. And if you don't have someone like me coming in, don't worry. Like, these insurance companies, you can go to their websites, and they have lots of great information that you can plug into.
Now, you talk about cancer insurance and insurance of that nature that handles a catastrophic disease. If you have an existing condition, is that possible to ascertain that kind of coverage?
You know, that's a good question, and that's probably better answered by your health insurance providers. I'm sure they have underwriting guidelines, but certainly that is something you want to talk to your health insurance provider on, and they have these great websites and 800 numbers that I would encourage you to make that call and just find out what your options are and what the costs are, because a little bit of planning can go a long way to mitigate these costs. Because if you don't plan and you need to pay for something like this, unfortunately, oftentimes that means families digging into funds that were previously save for those most valuable experiences, right? I know, like family vacations and gifts and even college funds. We want to make sure we give our families everything. So research that so you don't have any unexpected surprises.
So let's take an example, okay? Let's say it's a married couple and they have no children, okay? And they got a $5,000 deductible for both of them. So that's $10,000. Mm-hmm. So is your plan to say to them, save $10,000 every year in the event that you have to dip into this deductible that you have in case of an unexpected emergency?
Well, that would be nice. If the family were able to save that $10,000, that certainly be very powerful. And unfortunately, a lot of families, especially the ones that were surveyed, we found they just didn't have the resources at the end of the month to be able to save that kind
right.
of money.
Right.
So if you can't, then you got to mitigate that risk, right? So take a look at other options. They kind of, like, voluntary insurance could be an option for you, and some of the other options. That way, at least most importantly, you want to know exactly what you're up against in case you were having to make that decision of paying that deductible. Where would that money come from?
Well, when you say voluntary insurance, how does that help in that area? And I'm asking that question out of pure ignorance.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So voluntary insurance is very much like, you know, dental insurance or life insurance. Voluntary means, you know, you have the option to purchase it. And And so there's companies out there that provide this sort of options such as Aflac. So you want to take a look at which ones are offered through your employer to see if it makes sense for you to consider.
See, I think the catch-22 here is that the high-deductible insurance plans are less expensive. Am I correct? So people kind of gravitate to that. It's just like playing blackjack in Vegas. You're hoping that you don't have something to dip into that deductible. You're looking that you're not going to be in the position to have to use that deductible.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, like, as working mothers, as parents, I mean, we want to give our families everything, but at the end of the day, we only have so many resources to work with each, you know, pay period. So obviously, the high deductible means it's a lower premium, but it can be a much higher deductible. So it's one of those things where you have to juggle which one makes most sense to you and how you're going to provide for your family.
Geez, if your insurance is $600 a month and you need $10,000 for your deductible, then what you should do is pay the lesser amount of insurance and then save the balance in a savings account for deductible. And if you don't need it, then you're in good shape. I got this thing all settled.
And that's a good call. And there's more information. I want to encourage if those of you who are listening who want to learn more, there's some great information on how these sort of plans work. And also the results of the survey are actually so fascinating, like you talked about earlier. And you can go to aflac.com/workingmother. There's so much good information there.
Sounds great. Winnie, thank you so much for joining us and for all the information that you've disseminated today to our listeners, okay?
Thank you so much.
Winnie Sun, Renegade Millionaire, talking about working mothers on health care issues in the news and on the campaign trail as we speak. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank our guests this first hour, and they include Newt Gingrich, Howie Mandel, author Daniel Devise, who penned the book about B.B. King, and Winnie Sun. Next hour, a dear friend of ours on the show, she now has a radio show herself, Dina Martin will be here, of course, the daughter of the great Dean Martin, Sven Gulli from MeTV discussing a special weekend of Halloween scary horror movies. And then Egypt Sherrod will be joining us. She's from HGTV. And that's all coming up next hour live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back with hour number two of the show.